Three airports in northwestern Ontario will share in $941,000 in federal funding to help them maintain operations, after being impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Of the funds, the Kenora Airport Authority will receive $509,886, the Red Lake Airport will get $341,462, and the Township of Atikokan will receive $90,000 for its municipal airport. Fed Nor Minister Patty Haidu, who also serves as MP for Thunder Bay Superior North, announced the funds from the Regional Air Transportation Initiative, RATI, on March 18. Established last March, the RATI is designed to help airports maintain operations while adapting to new COVID-19 requirements. It is important to protect our regional air transportation ecosystems for the thousands of workers employed by this sector and for the many businesses and communities that depend on it, Haidu said in a news release. We know that air connectivity to all regions is essential to healthy, inclusive economic growth, and supporting it is part of our plan to build back a stronger, more resilient economy. The funds, which come in the form of non-repayable contributions, can be used toward the replacement or repair of outdated equipment, or the implementation of modernization measures to improve operations. The projects are designed to enhance safety and maintain air service, according to Fed Nor. Ryan Raynard, chair of the Kenora Airport Authority, said that's exactly what their portion will be used for. The Kenora Airport Authority is an essential component of community air transportation, which includes emergency services, military operations, tourism, and the ferrying of professional services to 11 First Nation communities in the region, he said in the release. This investment to replace aging equipment and update systems at the airport to support critical operations will provide a safe and fully operational airport for the many people, businesses and communities that rely upon it.